Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure, especially when we get a chance to reintroduce you to our good friend Michael Stollard. Michael is a longtime Brain Trust member, going back now, coming up on 6 years as a member of our Brain Trust. The author of Fired Up or Burned Out, the founder of E Pluribus Partners. Fired Up or burnedout.com is his website. Be sure to check that out. I promise you, you'll get smarter when you do. Michael, thanks again for hanging out with us. We're talking about stress. And you wanted to wrap up on stress, the good, the bad, and the ugly of stress. I also want you to incorporate how we can help our employees be more like us, meaning have longer lifespans and deal with stress better.
Well, I think if you do the things we're going to talk about now, it'll help with that, because you'll be modeling the behaviors that will help them to become leaders. And I would, and you've heard this before, Jim, vision, value, and voice.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And how important this is. If you bring vision and value, vision, value, and voice to your work environment, it will reduce the killer stress, and it will increase challenge stress and improve your organization, your small business's performance. Let me just explain it. So vision, one of the things I would suggest you do, vision is really keeping employees, helping them understand where you're going, why it's important, how you're going to get there. So what I would suggest you do this summer is sit down with your employees and share your top five priorities for the business this year. It's almost a chance to realign and reconnect about where you're going together. But then, you know, put your cards on the table, share what you're thinking about the top five priorities, and ask them what they think. Tell them, you know, you're not perfect. You don't have a monopoly on good ideas, and you want to get their thoughts on what's, you know, right, what's wrong, what's missing.
Right.
From your top five priorities, and listen. And the thing is to really encourage them to talk. You want them to do more talking than you do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's number one. That's communicating the vision. Second, make sure you're showing that you value them. And I would suggest this. Have a couple times during the summer, have an ice cream social on Friday. And make sure you get around to everyone to say hello, to ask them how... you know, what their interests are outside of work, how's their family, and listen, get them talking. That shows
I call that act like you give a damn.
Absolutely. You know, attention is oxygen for relationships.
Right.
I can't say that enough. Attention is oxygen for relationships.
You know, I remember being a pup in the marketplace, being a kid, and a boss coming up to me and spending a little time with me. And you know what? It's been a long time since that happened. I still remember some of those moments. It's amazing how those things stick with you, isn't it?
Yeah, I've saved personal notes. Like, I remember when I worked for Charles Schwab, I have a nice note that Dave Patrick, who is the co-CEO of Schwab, sent to me. You know, mm-hmm. I saved it because it just,
yeah.
Dave was really kind about reaching out and say, hey, the work you did, that was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so those things are very meaningful to people.
Yep, they are.
And when we do it, it really
doesn't
depend on
them. And it costs nothing.
It costs a little bit of your time.
Yeah.
But what you're doing is you're building these bridges of connection. You have the most power, control, and influence. That's why you feel less stress.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to build those bridges of connection to the people you lead. And that's when it'll reduce the killer stress.
Yeah.
And at the same time, you want to challenge them to step up and help the business together achieve its goals.
Well,
and that creates the challenge stress, and you reduce the killer stress the other ways.
Well, Michael, when I said it costs nothing, the point I'm trying to make there is, folks, this is not just the right thing to do. It's good business. It's good business practices. Because when your people feel that they belong, that you care about them, that you are willing to open up, as you say, Michael, with your vision, that turns into opportunity with customers. Customers see that kind of an attitude coming out of your employees, and they want to hang out with people like that.
Yeah, absolutely. And Jim, just you know, what you said reminded me. Another thing you can do this summer is, you know, sit down with your employees and say, you know, here are some opportunities, some challenges I see. You know, what are your thoughts about what we should be doing? You know, and this could be separate from a top five discussion, but get them generating some ideas to improve the revenues.
One of the most powerful questions in management is, what do you think? And then listen. Hey, Michael, give us that website again quickly, please.
The name of the book and the website is fireduporburnedout.com.
Check it out. Michael, thank you for being here. Good job today. Come back soon.
Hey, thanks, Jim. Always good to be with you.
You too. Michael Stollard, ladies and gentlemen. Michael Lee Stollard. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.